All right, welcome. This is a message from Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, and we are now officially launching Brighteon.tv August 24th at, I think, 9 a.m. And we've got about 30 hosts lined up to join us with shows, their own shows. Some people will have a show every day, every weekday, I should say, Monday through Friday. Other people will have a show once a week. And it's going to be an assortment of voices, many of whom you know of. You know, like Clay Clark's going to have a show. He's the organizer of all the health and freedom conferences that have been happening around America in Anaheim and Tulsa and Tampa and so on. There's one coming up in San Antonio, Texas. And he's going to have a show each day. I'm going to have a daily show there as well. We're building a new studio in Texas for that. I'm going to have in-studio guests. Some high-level guests. It's going to be fun. Ann Vandersteel is going to have her show. And we've got the Resistance Chicks are going to be joining us. And there's, of course, Alan Keyes and many, many others are having shows. I think even Sheriff Richard Mack has said he's going to join with his show after he finishes his current tour. He's doing a lot of events and tours and so on. But the bottom line is there's a lot more names that I haven't mentioned. I'm not trying to leave anybody out. It's just that I don't have a full roster yet of who's involved. But I tell you what, everybody's excited and everybody is pro-liberty. That's the thing that you're going to love about this network is it's pro-liberty. And, you know, sadly, we saw networks like Fox News really turn against America with the election, you know, calling Arizona early. And now even Sean Hannity's out there pushing the vaccine. You know, it's just disappointing to a lot of people. And you know, I'm not going to focus on Fox or any of that. I'm just going to say that we are real Americans. We're real people. And basically every host on Brighteon.tv has been viciously censored and deplatformed, blacklisted, and smeared, attacked by the lying left-wing fake news media. So this is kind of a who's who of the most influential people or among them who the left sees as a danger to their tyranny. These are the people that the left wants to destroy, which tells you something important about who these people are. And Brighteon.tv is the platform that's going to give them their own show, their own freedom to speak. And by the way, guess what? No teleprompters. There are no teleprompters, and because Brighteon.tv is a platform, we don't exercise editorial control over what people say, which means that they're speaking their mind, their own freedom of speech. We don't approve their shows in advance. You know, we don't moderate their shows. They're going to be, each one of the hosts is going to have their own show, and they're going to report what they want. And they may not always agree with each other, and that's okay. Some hosts might debate other hosts. You know, hopefully they won't personally attack each other. That's not cool, but they may disagree respectfully and have different points of view, and that's totally okay. You know, I'm going to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as a guest. I'm interviewing him several times coming up. We're going to run those on the network. And you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think of him as an American hero. Some people who are maybe hardcore GOP members might disagree with, you know, him being a Democrat, let's say. But I say, and I'm the founder of Brighteon, and I say, guess what? We're not going to be tribal. We don't care if someone has a D next to their name or someone has an R next to their name. What we care is if they have a heart in their body, if they care about humanity. We don't care about what tribe people are from or what labels people use. I'm looking for people who are on team humanity, right? People who have morals and ethics, people who want humanity to survive. And that's Bobby Kennedy right there. He wants humanity to make it. And there are many other people from different political views who are also on team humanity. That's what this is about. Now, there won't be an app for Brighteon.tv, because of course the app would never be allowed by Google or Apple because they hate the truth, right? They are the enemy of humanity. So you're going to have to watch it just through a browser. Just a browser tab. You know, you launch your browser and it's going to stream the video and you can tune in. It'll be roughly from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, you know, give or take. I'm not sure the exact schedule yet, but it's going to be Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends, currently, it'll be rerunning some of the highlights of the week. But you'll be able to tune in. Just go to brighttown.tv starting August 24th, and you'll see the live shows. Some of them are going to be like live in real time. Others will have been recorded that morning. But everything's going to be fresh of the day. And so this is a new live network of really passionate people. And I got to say, a lot of these hosts are thanking me for building the platform. Me, I'm thanking you. You listening right now, you're the reason we're able to build the platform. I just built it because I got censored in 2014. I got deplatformed back then. And I knew, even, 7 years ago, I knew that if we don't build our own infrastructure, we will never have a voice. And so I started building it. And you supported my efforts to do that. You supported me. And so we put money into the infrastructure, now millions of dollars and millions more on the way. We funded the losses. It lost money year after year after year. And even right now, there are months where it loses money. Some months it breaks even. But we put the millions in because it's worth it. It's worth it to have the freedom to speak. And now all these other amazing people are joining the platform because they understand the value of this platform, the infrastructure, so that they can speak. And they're joining so that you can hear their analysis, their points of view, what they have to say. And that is one of the most important freedoms in a free society. This is First Amendment all the way, the freedom to speak, the freedom to debate, the freedom to criticize the administration that's hurting our country, in my view. But it's the First Amendment. We are the ultimate expression of the First Amendment. And that's why Brighttown.tv is worth watching and worth supporting. Now, there will be some ads, as is typical with broadcast networks. There'll be some ads in between the segments of people's shows. Some of the ads will be for Brighttown Store, which helps, of course, fund the network. You know, lab-tested, organic, superfood products, high-quality nutritional supplements, and so on. Other ads will be from our partners and advertisers who want to help support the network and have various things to offer you, solutions. And even though we don't moderate the shows, we are very particular about moderating the ads. I have veto power, of course, over the ads, and I will only allow advertisers to have access to this network if I think that they are doing something very important, offering a great solution that can help us achieve victory and survivability or sustainability for human civilization. So you're going to see advertisers on the network that are going to be amazing. I know of three of them right now. I'm not going to mention them yet, but they are amazing. And you're not going to see Big Pharma ads. Never, never, ever. Not for the end of time. As long as Brighttown.tv exists, there will never be a pharmaceutical advertisement, because we will not let Big Pharma try to hijack our revenue model, which is what they've done with the mainstream media. So you can be sure. In fact, if you know me, you already know that I would never, you just know I would never let that happen anyway. But I promise you, there will never be Big Pharma money promoting Brighttown. We will never take a dime from those mass murderers. And there are a lot of other woke corporations that we won't allow to advertise, you know? If they're woke corporations that are involved in critical race theory, you know, brainwashing bullcrap of America's children, or if they're making sports products using slave labor in China or something like that, and there's a lot of that that goes on too. No, they cannot advertise. So we follow our own code of ethics. We are a Christian-based broadcast platform. Oh, and by the way, everything is PG rated. So there's no profanity allowed on the network either. I mean, so there are some, you know, rules of basic conduct because we want to make it a family-friendly platform. I mean, people might say hell because, like, we're going through hell or something like that. You know, you'll probably hear that, but you're not going to have extreme profanity on the network. We do not allow any of that. So Brighttown.tv, it's something really special, very unusual in our world to have anything like this. And I thank you for helping us build it. And, you know, it's going to have days where there are technical difficulties, right? There's going to be days where there might be outages and the CDN, you know, content delivery network may have blips. I mean, there are days that Amazon's down. There are days that Netflix is down, right? So it's going to happen. But we're going to repair and rebuild in every way necessary to keep it online for every minute that we can. They may interfere with us. They may have DDoS attacks, you know, whatever. We'll probably criticize the network in the media, of course. But we are going to rock and roll, and we're going to stay online as best we can, and we're going to bring you this truth as best we can. And we're going to be here as we, the people, achieve victory against the anti-human mass murderers who are trying to exterminate the human race right now, the massive depopulation agenda. Guess what? We're going to be here to see that thing fall. We're going to watch the defeat of evil and the rise of a pro-human, pro-God victory, pro-Christian victory. We're going to be here. This is one of the most, well, maybe the most important moment in the history of our world, the history of human civilization. That's why we feel blessed just to be here and be able to bring you this platform. So get ready, Brighttown.tv. That's it. Thank you for your support in advance, brightonstore.com if you want to help support us financially. And get ready, August 24th, that's the day. I'm Mike Adams, the founder. I can't wait to get this going. Thank you for your support.